Good morning, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I would like first to thank my friend Pascal Lamy for organizing this meeting and for having us all here today. Latin America and the Caribbean, together with the IDB, have endorsed and supported this initiative of Aid for Trade since its very beginning, because we understand the power of trade to change our societies and our region. The bank is committed to this objective, and we're heavily invested in promoting the Aid for Trade initiative in our region through a number of projects and initiatives. By supporting countries in the negotiation, in the implementation and administration of trade agreements throughout the region, by strengthening our trade and investment of promoting institutions, and by fostering private sector development for trade, in particularly as it regards to small and medium enterprises, and by enhancing economic competitiveness and regional integration. Yet political will to further bring down trade costs and trade barriers is needed to accompany these efforts. No time is more appropriate than this time of economic turbulence to boost this commitment. The global economic downturn, as has been said here, has already accentuated the importance of trade as an economic integrations as engines of growth and development. Global trade is the best antidote to economic turbulence and is certainly the best stimulus package for national economies to get back to the growth paths. The impact of the current crisis in Latin America and the Caribbean has largely been channeled through the slowdown of global trade, in particularly affecting those countries that are more trade dependent. Our region has been better prepared, as has been recognized by many, to face this crisis by the combination of larger amounts of reserves, sound macroeconomic policies, and a solid macroeconomic framework. However, the continuing contraction of exports, the widening of fiscal gaps, and the increasing difficulties in the access to finance are all contributing factors to the economic difficulties of our region. Trade must therefore continue to flow and expand. And as we all know, protectionism is a policy reaction to the crisis that is a great error. What Bob Selig was saying here, being on offense is critical. And as we all know, when Pascal talks, we all listen, but I think our being here is a tribute to the fact that it's critical to fight protectionism at every level. The case for Latin America and the Caribbean illustrates how trade integration has been the main driver not only for fostering development and growth, but also political cooperation and regional integration. The commitment of our region to multilateral trade has been complemented by more than 30 comprehensive free trade agreements, from intra-regional partnerships to free trade alliances with other regions and countries around the world. They have opened new markets to channel the energy of our private sector, and they have boosted competitiveness and innovation for our region, delivering new economic opportunities. More importantly, they have contributed to raising thousands out of poverty. But we need to do much more. Although we have liberalized trade and opened our markets over the past 20 years at an unprecedented speed, we still face major challenges. First, the soft costs of trading. The region must address the increasing complexity of a trading system dominated by the proliferation of overlapping and complex rules. They can impose undue transaction costs on traders, investors, and customs officials. A recent survey that was conducted by the IDB reveals that companies in the region would expect important gains from the harmonization of rules across regional agreements, in particular in areas such as rules of origin, standards, and custom procedures, just to name a few. Second, the hard costs of trading. The region must focus its attention on transport costs and logistics. The IDB estimates that the average ocean export freight rate from Latin America to the U.S. market is almost 50% higher than exporting the same good from Europe, controlling all relevant factors such as distance. Similarly, the impact of a 10% reduction in the freight rates would increase the volume of trade by a factor of 20 than a similar reduction of tariffs. In particular, cross-border interventions offer an important opportunity for reducing logistical costs. It is estimated that delays in customs clearance in Latin America and the Caribbean increase transport costs by anywhere from 5 to 15%. Third, the information cost of trading. The region has an urgent need to modernize some of its institutional trade architecture for export promotion and investment attraction. A forthcoming report by the IDB that will be released this fall shows the critical role that modern export promotion agencies can play in fostering commerce. They can support the private sector, in particularly as it relates to small and medium enterprises that navigate the difficult path to become exporters for the first time or to discover new niches and markets. The Aid for Trade Initiative is a key platform to move this agenda forward, and it is, as has been said here, already yielding results. The national and regional Aid for Trade reviews organized by the IDB in collaboration with the WTO in Latin America and the Caribbean have shown that countries in our region are mainstreaming the Aid for Trade principles into their national and to their regional development strategies. I am particularly pleased to note that the private sector has played a major role in the Aid for Trade dialogue, as we saw recently in our meeting in Jamaica. The IDB is committed to supporting national development strategies as well as regional-wide initiatives that are conducive to a successful trade integration agenda. I would like to highlight three areas and share with you some of the examples that I consider of the utmost importance that we are supporting in the context of our Aid for Trade strategy. First, we must continue supporting both soft and hard regional infrastructure to ensure efficient trade and economic integration. The bank has implemented a wide range of programs on trade facilitation, trade logistics, customs modernization, transport corridors, harmonization of regulatory standards and norms, among others. The recent IDB project International Goods Transit System in the context of the Mesoamerican project is an illustrative example of how we can reduce significantly delays at border crossings, saving companies and consumers time and money. The average time to cross the border has been reduced from more than 1 hour to just 8 minutes on average. Similar trade facilitation projects are being implemented in South America and the Caribbean. Second, we must continue strengthening our trade institutions to promote trade and investment, supporting the engagement of our private sector into the global market. The bank has implemented innovative programs for export promotion, attraction of foreign investment, private sector development, export clusters, and trade finance, among others. Restoring quickly trade finance has been crucial in the present crisis. At the IDB, we have responded by expanding our trade finance facility to over $1 billion. A new IDB program named Export Plus will allow small and medium enterprises to take advantage of enhanced market access through capacity building in the area of certification of standards, marketing, and management of trade logistics. Third, we must continue mobilizing new resources and promoting innovative partnerships, including through our new Aid for Trade Strategic Fund that we approved last year. The Aid for Trade Fund will enable us to meet the growing demand and needs of our region. Some donors have already expressed their interest and commitment to this fund. And today I'm happy to report the announcement of an initial support and contribution to this fund by DFID of the UK. The Aid for Trade Fund should be also the opportunity to deepen, enhance, and break the new ground in regional cooperation. At the bank, we're committed to this objective and are currently exploring new mechanisms to create incentives for enhancing South-South cooperation. While initiatives such as Aid for Trade are critical, I also believe that the protection of the multilateral trading system is almost as important as just as paramount. Our countries need to be global players and integrate globally to expand trade and create prosperity. As we all know, the conclusion of the Doha Round is imperative for our region and certainly for the future of the world trading system as a whole, now more than ever. Scaling up initiatives in all of these fronts requires substantial investment, and this is where the role of the bank becomes relevant, working together with other organizations and the public and private sectors. In these times of economic crisis and uncertainty, trade needs to become a major anchor for growth and development. The current moment calls for reinforcing our trade and integration efforts. I strongly believe that this is a privileged forum for giving this a necessary boost. The Aid for Trade initiative is now more relevant than ever. I invite you all to continue working together on this shared path with the energy and resolve for promoting solid growth and sustainable development through trade. Thank you very much.